Proverbs for the day, April the 19th, Proverbs 19 and verse 8. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. You know, out in the world, they sell you a lot of things, or at least they try to market it to you, by talking about do it for yourself, you owe it to yourself. You've heard me say many a time that everything out there that's bad or misused is just that. It's misused. It's something turned. There's no new thing under the sun. So this, Proverbs 19, verse 8, is a good do-it-for-yourself statement. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Now, if a person sets out to find worldly wisdom, self-wisdom, earthly, sensual wisdom, you might say, or the kind of wisdom that maybe, you know, brings somebody, elevates them in their own eyes, that kind of thing. If they set out to do that, then they're probably loving self in not the Bible way. You know, understand that everything has its counterfeit. There's just no doubt about it. Everything has its counterfeit. And so, here is the Bible example. This would be what we call the standard. And so it's a good thing to go after wisdom. It's a good thing if you go after Bible wisdom. The prerequisites, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The prerequisites to it, they make it a good thing. It comes out as a good thing. And so, you know, the thing to remember is this. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Now the devil himself, the god of this world, does not want you to have God's wisdom. He does not want you to think like the Lord. He does not want you to act like the Lord would have you to act. He doesn't want you to follow the truths, the principles, the life-changing things that lead you to salvation, to the new birth, to having a new nature, to walking in the Holy Spirit. He doesn't want any of that. So if he can, what he'll do is he'll get you to live for self and do something for yourself, but he's going to get you to do the self thing for yourself and not the spiritual thing. So he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. If you really want to take a young person and teach them how to love themselves in the right way, self-esteem and all that, teach them that to get God's wisdom and to do it God's way and to strive to and to seek to. It says getteth. That means you got to go after it. It says keepeth understanding. That takes some effort. You know, every year, every season that they do these athletics, these fellows have to review. And throughout the season, they will review. Every teacher, every person in business, every manufacturer, everybody that does anything, which means everybody. Because everybody does something, hopefully. You have to review. You have to keep understanding. You have to get wisdom. You have to, it's a constant effort. Because of the decaying ability of this earth that we live in. And so I would say to you, if you want to do something for yourself, get in that book. Now, if it was me, I wouldn't try to teach myself the book. I'd get under somebody. For every self-taught person, there's 99 that were supposed to be under somebody being taught. That's just how it is. When it says getteth, you get it, he that getteth, wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. God has appointed teaching. He has appointed a face-to-face teaching 99% of the time whenever possible. That always takes effort. It takes effort to attend the class. We live in a day of online learning and stuff, and so people have begun to think that knowledge or information is the same as the Bible. Now, we're putting this on audio. You're going to get a blessing out of it, theoretically, supposedly, hopefully. It's what it's intended to do. But that cannot replace God's primary thing, and that is a good old-fashioned Bible-believing congregation with a good old-fashioned preacher getting something fresh each week and giving you something from the book. So don't ever let any of that do it. Now you say, well, I'm isolated. Well, if you're truly, absolutely isolated, I understand. Or maybe you have to supplement. I understand that. But it says getteth. So read the Bible. Attend to it, but also get under the sound of the Word of God and get under the influence of it. Can you imagine thinking that there's a shortcut to anything as incredible as God's wisdom, or anything as incredible as walking with God. There are no shortcuts to that. And so I just pray that you'll think about that today. Let's look at it. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. If you want to do something for yourself, get in the book. If you want to do something for yourself, get under preaching and teaching. If you want to do something for yourself, keep understanding. Write it down. Review it. Revisit it. Why? Renew it. Refresh it. Revive it. Because if you're doing that in the right way, what you're really doing is you're doing it for God. Because you're keeping yourself ready and built up and strengthened and nourished up and active for Jesus Christ. The self-motivation, truly self, will let you down. It won't stick with it. Self doesn't want to have its eyes and ears and mind and heart and feet running through this book and living it out. But the new nature in you does. And so I would say, if you want to do something for yourself, live for Jesus Christ. Get in the Bible. Learn something. Sit under some teaching. Go out and practice it. And then keep it all your life.